Live, we've got Ron and Don covering girls wrestling right here on 95.7. Good afternoon, guys.
Good afternoon, Dee Dee. Yes, well, I think she's coming out.
Yep, I believe she is, yep.
I did not see her. Ava Grammer.
Yeah, well, there's nobody on that side, so we'll see. This is our first for us, Ron.
Yes, but
girls in the state tournament, they've been in here for a couple years, but we haven't been covering them, so... It's the first one they're looking for still.
They're looking for Ava Grammer to come out. Where I do not see her coming anywhere, Don. Oh.
I think that's her right on the end. Isn't it walking?
Down on the far side. They're coming in.
Yep.
With head coach Hunter Burnett and head coach of the girls, Taya Burnett.
Right.
Brother and sister. Very enthusiastic.
They're trying to figure out where to go, and they're...
Ava Grammathon was a section champ.
Yes, she
in
was.
That tournament.
Yep. And what grade is she in, Ron?
Eighth grader.
Only. Yep.
And her opponent, Athena Carpenter from Wayzata, is a junior.
Yeah. And we talked to Taya this morning. She said yesterday, I think they worked a couple hours working
this morning.
Out. Or was it this morning already? Okay.
Yes. This morning.
Yeah.
And
got her ready to go.
Yes.
From Spectrum, Keegan Erickson.
Yes.
I know Ava Grammer's, her mother is a Webley out of Donnelly, Minnesota. So
yes,
Alicia Webley
correct.
Is her mother. Yep.
Right. Yes, exactly. And they've started it up here, Don. Grammer has a record of 23-8. Carpenter has a record of 12-4. Carpenter's a junior.
All right.
Grammer only an eighth grader. And
fans, if you're
another one of Mahaka's top girl female wrestlers, Leilana Yanez, was injured.
Oh, there's a nice shot there by Grandma, but she got broke down and gives up the takedown.
Yeah,
what do you say about Yanez, Ron?
Well, she's hurt for the year.
Yeah, I think she had a knee injury,
right. Oh. And Carpenter's got Grammer in the cradle.
Yeah, nope, but Grammer pulls it out. Grammer trying to pull her over top here.
Right. Trying to come out the side door there, Grammer. We got a minute left in the first. And...
Nope, no back points.
No, Grammer rolled all the way through.
There, she's coming around behind.
Oh,
she's going to get...
A reversal.
Yeah, that's what they give her a reversal, and then they give the other girl an escape.
Grandma's going for a takedown.
Yeah, and drives it right to her back.
Grandma gets a three-point takedown.
No back points. Yeah, she's getting back points.
Now Grandma is getting back points.
Oh, she's got her flat.
Gets the pin.
Grandma picks up a ball. Nice job.
Good for her.
Way to go there. Ava Grandma.
Yes.
Picks up.
A minute and 29-second fall for Ava Grammer.
And, Ron, I believe that is the first win for Mahaka girl wrestler here at the state tournament.
At the state tournament.
Congratulations to Ava Grammer.
Good job. Congratulations.
Yep.
Wow. Fun to watch, isn't it, Don? Fun to watch when that happens. And good for the
coaches. It was good. I got to say
good,
that.
Good for those coaches.
Yep.
You know, they put in a lot of time.
Yes, they did.
The Burnett's a lot of time.
Yep.
And they're very enthusiastic and very positive about everything.
Right, right.
Yes.
All right, we got two more girls to go here from West Central area, Ashford and Evansville.
Yes.
And
we have got Skylar LaRue, a junior, West Central Ashford and Evansville at 142 pounds. And she will be wrestling Jaden Schwegel, an eighth grader from Sartell St. Stephen. And then we're going to see what...
And the girls don't have the same weight classes as the boys do.
No,
and they have got 12 weight classes rather than 13. So...
And then...
We're still waiting for two more girls yet to wrestle here.
And we've got Shayla Reynolds... From West Central Ashburn and Evansville at 148 pounds. She's a junior with a 15-8 record. She will be wrestling Courtney Kotish, Buffalo Junior, 26-5. But it looks like they're not even in the
thing yet. Okay.
Right.